So I'm going to read the opening of a project that I started last summer that's called The Reinvention of Truth. And I started it in order to take on a completely preposterous project, The Reinvention of Truth, and limit myself to a year during which most of the time I knew I would have no time to devote to it. So this is the opening that came in a kind of window of opportunity, and I wanted to explore a kind of contemplative inquiring mode that is not something I've done, I think, quite this way before. So it starts with a quote from Dieter Furler, New Old World Marvels. Acknowledging the gap between reality and representation makes it hard to limit the differences among realities and representations. Such difficulties can lead to epistemological despair. This is where poetry comes in. Noft there errein, invent, iono, trut. Counterfactuals. The world is full and doesn't ask for more. I'd like to know better than to claim a song of songs, or the illumination of things by human minds. A late 19th century author wrote, Niagara Falls is nature committing suicide. Yes, no, the quest for a statuesque naturalism goes far beyond even that, far beyond the German Alpine film. Know what I mean? Neither a saffron anecdote nor a whispered truth, the didactic impulse can be violent and not so brief. Less what it teaches than what it makes you want. Oft-root herein, einven, antiono, trut. Evidence that everything has some kind of effect doesn't solve the problem of why not. The problem of the instability of memory complicates a politics of responsibility. Or, as luck would have had it, had one only known at the time, an evening identical to this, already all too familiar lock-in rate of synchronized swimmers with bony smiles. For many millennia, the reinvention of truth came as a surprise. Suppose an inverted triangle to be gradually dipped in water, wrote C.S. Peirce, of values in a universe of chance. I confess, I want the fabulous tone to explode in their faces. Oft Ruth herein the antiono he. A beggar approached, saying, excuse me, sir, that I thought of myself as a woman at the time may not be the most significant what's wrong with this picture, or the most disturbing forgery of a sort not heretofore detected. Fred sends his hi, honey. Fran blows a kiss. Hey, what's going on? Why mention this now? The vanity of the resistance to narrative can seem frivolous when so many would give their mind's eye. But then there it is, all safely tucked into the grammatical past, your mind. You can be the proud owner of this formidable machine. Is it a matter of accuracy alone or something else? Asked to, sings. Vent io no in io no in truth. It can be startling to hear a sentence begin with we, the place of absence so precisely marked. Always the point of departure for something tragic and mistaken and brutal and catastrophic many times over, never farce. In a bright saturation of urgent green, urgent orange, crack-up blue and white, the aforementioned swimmers bob about with bony smiles. Can any of this be traced to pleasure v. reality principle debates, or lack thereof in Greek or Roman or Viennese classicisms? In the monster meadow, all seem to disappear in the happy meadow. Oh, in the happy tears. Oh, the spot of red that snapped the chaos into place. This much can be conjectured now, that Isaac Newton's world was more involved with magic than mechanics may be what made gravity conceivable to him. But where to go from there? Vent there, no trut, anno ein noft her. At any moment, the phantom eloquence may begin. What instruments are needed to calibrate the viscosity of this plenum? How to broach a bloated strategy against this shiny interruption? Why assume trees and people are controlled by genes and rivers aren't, and people are? The poet had stopped singing to talk. What if all the poets stopped singing to talk? Another Kantian categorical nightmare obliterates the screen, and but I don't think, I really believe, this may be fun, but it's true. And but can the I that just said that be trusted? Might not I, or that other I, say this only to wangle a better position? To wave down the next empty cliche, to get home fast before the next catastrophe unfolds on the crowded streets. Summation one. This just in on internet, tonsil blini, corrigendum, FBI, CPA, squeaky cretin, presidenti, cushy brink, horrific orifice inflated. Shut up and buy a parachute. The parachute industry stands to gain. If they gain, so do we. T or F. Shut up. Buy stock in something. Something stands to gain. Declawed abacus, airy, temporary dandies exhibit deadly symptoms. Stand back. Summation two, cheese burka, subordinate screed, relish the net effect. Domino dominas, dummy not, unloosed etymology, lust on. Her untrut, re ventioni, air. Penultimate folk song nirvana. At one and one and one and the same time, it all adds up. Just wait till tomorrow, mañana. Her Latin dyslexia means, shh, I need silence to think. Shh, if I slow down, my synesthesia kicks in. All these words are showing their true colors.